16. I will tell you just a little.
Poor Blossom, Uncle Henrik said, laughing after dinner that evening. It was bad enough that your mother was going to milk her after all these years of city life. But Anne-Marie, to do it for the very first time? I'm surprised Blossom didn't kick you.
Mama laughed, too. She sat in a comfortable chair that Uncle Henrik had moved from the living room and placed in a corner of the kitchen. Her leg, in a clean white cast to the knee, was on a footstool. Anne-Marie didn't mind their laughing. It had been funny. When she had arrived back at the farmhouse, she had run along the road to avoid the soldiers who might still be in the woods. Now, carrying nothing, she was in no danger. Mama and Kirsty were gone. There was a note hastily written from Mama that the doctor was taking her in his car to the local hospital, that they would be back soon. But the noise from Blossom, forgotten, unmilked, uncomfortable in the barn, had sent Anne-Marie warily out with the milking bucket. She had done her best, trying to ignore Blossom's irritated snorts and tossing head, remembering how Uncle Henrik's hands had worked with a firm, rhythmic pulling motion, and she had milked.
I could have done it, Kirsty announced. You only have to pull and it squirts out. I could do it easily.
Anne-Marie rolled her eyes. I'd like to see you try, she thought.
Is Ellen coming back?
Kirsty asked, forgetting the cow after a moment.
She said she'd make a dress for my doll.
Anne-Marie and I will help you make a dress, Mama told her. Ellen had to go with her parents. Wasn't that a nice surprise that the Rosens came last night to get her?
She should have waked me up to say goodbye,
Kirsty grumbled, spooning some imaginary food into the painted mouth of the doll she had propped in a chair beside her.
Anne-Marie, Uncle Henrik said, getting up from the table and pushing back his chair. If you come with me now to the barn, I'll give you a milking lesson. Wash your hands first.
Me too, said Kirsty.
Not you too, Mama said, not this time. I need your help here, since I can't walk very well. You'll have to be my nurse. Kirsty hesitated, deciding whether to argue. Then she said,
I'm going to be a nurse when I grow up, not a cow milker. So I have to stay here and take care of Mama.